Officials in the city of Saratoga Springs are once again lobbying the state legislature to restore aid funding from New York's video lottery terminal gambling facilities. Once again, Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget proposal includes an elimination of state aid to communities that host gambling at video lottery terminals. The proposed $10.3 million in cuts would affect 15 municipalities with VLT facilities. Yonkers would not be affected. The city of Saratoga Springs is lobbying again for a reinstatement of the funding. Faced with further uncertainty around whether a new federal COVID relief package will provide support to state and local finances, Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan updated her fellow council members Tuesday night.
Without relief, the city remains poised to experience a substantial dip in cash flow come June of 2021.
Home to Saratoga Casino Hotel, the city could lose around $2.3 million if the VLT aid isn't fully restored. Saratoga County could lose about $775,000.
If this is sustained by the New York State Legislature, the city will have to adjust to a substantial revision in revenue available to support current operating expenses through 2021.
Despite the budget challenges in 2020 associated with the pandemic, the state legislature was able to reinstate VLT aid to municipalities, though it was later reduced by 20% in a round of across-the-board spending cuts. State Senator Daphne Jordan and Assemblywoman Kerry Warner wrote to Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders calling for a restoration of the funding. Saratoga Springs Mayor Meg Kelly and Madigan have also drafted letters. Kelly called for a letter of support from the council as a whole and from the city's two county supervisors, Tara Gaston and Matthew Beach.
So could you and maybe Supervisor Beach do your own letter for VLT for us?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that would be terrific. That's what we're kind of trying to do to get, you know, we'll send it as the council, you'll send it as the supervisors, and then we're going to be trying to hit them from all angles. That's all we're saying.
Last year, Kelly Madigan and Public Safety Commissioner Robin Dalton testified before the state legislature about the VLT aid, and the officials plan to appear at this year's virtual budget hearings on February 11th. Public Works Commissioner Anthony Skip Scirocco made another suggestion that the city band together with other communities across the state.
And I think it's important that we need to get together with other municipalities that have lost VLT aid, because I'm sure they're hurting just as bad.
Gaston, who chairs the County Board's Committee on Public Health, also provided a COVID-19 update. The number of new positive tests in the county has dropped by around 40% over the last 2 weeks. To date, about 22,000 county residents have received at least one shot of the vaccine. Gaston addressed the unplanned receipt from the state of 400 doses of the vaccine last week, saying it made for the first unplanned vaccine delivery in the state. Half of the vaccines were distributed to seniors in their homes. Others received the shot at the county's public health services office in Ballston Spa. Those selected were chosen from lists of high-priority residents with special needs or other barriers to travel, compiled by officials from across the county.
There were a lot of tears and a lot of happy faces on Saturday, and it is my sincere hope that New York State sees what we've been able to do and expands our availability, because that's the work that public health is really good at, and that's what they were doing, and they want to keep doing that.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.